The California State Assembly has voted to end cash bail. The measure, passed by lawmakers yesterday, would replace bail with a pretrial detention system that has polarized both lawmakers and the same civil liberties groups that originally supported the overhaul. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford explains.
Lawmakers have spent the past 2 years negotiating an end to cash bail, but both opponents and supporters complained that this measure, unveiled Thursday with 2 weeks left before the end of the legislative session, provided too little time to consider such a fundamental change to the criminal justice system.
In the military, we have a saying, slow is smooth, smooth is fast.
Republicans such as Assemblyman Devin Mathis and some moderate Democrats also opposed the bill, arguing a somewhat automated procedure should not replace court hearings. See, under the bill, counties would adopt as yet undetermined risk assessment processes. Most people arrested for misdemeanors or labeled low risk of flight or to public safety would be released pretrial. Judges and county officials would have more discretion with medium and high risk detainees. But civil liberties groups who initially pushed for the measure turned against it over changes in the final version to give judges and county officials more latitude. Andrea Richardson of the SE Justice Group called it
senseless, and it is worse. It would be worse to replace the money bail system with this system of preventive detention.
About 24 protesters gathered outside the Capitol, while the ACLU and Human Rights Watch organized demonstrations in Los Angeles against the bill. But Democratic lawmakers called it likely their only chance to end cash bail and promised future refinements. Assemblyman Rob Bonta concluded debate.
We are staring in the face the opportunity to fix what almost everyone in this room agrees is a fundamentally broken system. And to squander that opportunity would be wrong. We need to seize that opportunity.
The measure heads to the Senate for one last vote. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.